Fans, again, we thank Raf for going back into the archives. Back in 1998, I did one of these every day on my pregame show that I was doing for the Oakland A's in 1998. That was my first year right off the bat. It's this day in baseball history. Today is July 11th. We're going to go back to July 11th of 1968. And it's a very, very famous day in Baltimore Oriole history. Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson tells us about it. Where do you hear this? Brooks Robinson talking about Hall of Famer-to-be Earl Weaver, who becomes the manager of the Baltimore Orioles.
Hey fans, this is Marty Lurie with This Day in Baseball History. On July 11th, 1968, the Baltimore Orioles made one of their best moves when general manager Harry Dalton named Earl Weaver to replace manager Hank Bauer. Weaver had been the first base coach and immediately turned the Orioles around and led them back to the World Series in 1969. Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson, third baseman on the team, remembers the Orioles' championship in 1966 and how the team had struggled before Weaver was named manager.
You know, the Orioles won the World Championship, Marty, in 66, and in 67 we struggled a little. Actually, Frank got hurt. I think he slid into a second base and hit someone's knee and had a mild concussion.
That was Al Weiss, wasn't it, Bruce?
Yeah, it was. I guess it was Al Weiss. I remember that, and that hurt us. And in 68, we struggled along, and Earl was coaching at that particular time, and we all knew that it was just a matter of time till Hank Bauer got fired, and Earl Weaver was Harry Dalton's man. Harry was the general manager, and Harry brought Earl through the minor leagues, and we just knew it was a matter of time, and he took over All-Star Game of 68. But I tell you, the thing I admire most of all about Earl is the fact that here's a guy who never wanted to do anything in his whole life except be a major league second baseman, and just does not have the ability to do it. He went back to the minor leagues, started at the bottom, worked his way up every classification, became an outstanding manager, got to the major leagues, and now he's in the Hall of Fame. So you can see what kind of job he did with the Orioles. And I can tell you that I got more laughs out of Earl Weaver and the things that he did during the season than any player or any other coach or manager in my whole career. I mean, this guy was absolutely fantastic when it came to giving you a few laughs. But he used a little reverse psychology. When we were playing well, that's when he was kind of ranting and raving, Marty. And then when we were losing, and he was patting us on the rear end saying, hey, we're better than these guys, you know. And he kind of used a little reverse psychology. But the thing he did best of all as far as managing, I thought, was to get everyone involved in the game, all 25 guys. No one sat for a long period of time. Everyone knew their job. They knew when they were going to be called on to perform this job. So that was really a plus for Earl. But he's mellowed out a lot now, and I enjoy seeing him in the fantasy camp in Florida. But, you know, he just let us play. Earl, he knew the game. He had a lot of trick plays and things, but overall he just put the best lineup ever out there every day. He held no grudges. I mean, you could be out with him the night before and have a fight with him, and you might punch his lights out. You know what? The next day you're in the lineup. He had no doghouse, and I think that's the reason that he was so successful. Some managers I played for, when you got in their doghouse, you sat for a while.
Brooks, it's written about how he related to umpires. Is it exaggerated?
No, it's not exaggerated at all, and I think the umpires had a lot of respect for him. A lot of them didn't, but I think a lot of them realized that, hey, Earl Weaver knows this rule book better than I do, so I better be on my toes, believe me. That's just the way he operated. He did it a lot of time to kind of fire us up, I guess, and some of the things were probably uncalled for, and you ask him right now, he'll say, well, I shouldn't have done that. That's terrible, you know. I mean, picking up a base and walking off the field with second base or third base or kicking dirt and turning his hat around. And I remember one year at one time, he always went out and he'd start bobbing his head, and he'd step pecking the umpire with the brim of his hat. So the next time he went out there, he turned his hat around so he wouldn't peck him, you know. But he had Jim Palmer and him had a love-hate relationship. Palmer and that, they'll be out, be hollering at one another. And actually, Weaver thought he knew more about pitching than Palmer. Palmer thought he knew more about managing than Weaver. Consequently, they had a little conflict there. But Palmer and him would be out playing golf the next day, and then both of them. So that's the kind of relationship it was.
Brooks Robinson, thanks so much for these recollections.
Okay, Marty, thank you.
Earl Weaver was named to the Hall of Fame in 1996. He led the Orioles to 6 division titles, 4 pennants, and 1 World's Championship. His winning percentage of .583 ranks in the top 10 all time. He and his coach George Bamberger produced 20 game winners 22 times with 6 Cy Young Awards. All that and a few three-run homers led to a Hall of Fame managing career. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for another day in baseball history.